Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the regular guys, random thoughts, married at first sight, recap, season 14. I hate this shit.
I need you to
7 hours that could have been done, 7 hours that could have been done in four.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Okay, I agree with you on that. Actually, matter of fact, I could have done these 7 hours in three, but I need you to raise your energy level up and because, you know, and act like you're excited. Let people know that you're really excited about watching this.
My energy level gets sucked out at 7 p.m. Central on Wednesdays.
Now, for those of you new to the show, here's the deal. Terrell's not a big fan of reality TV, and way back in the day, he made a deal with the devil and said he wouldn't watch The Bachelor until they had a black bachelor, obviously assuming they'd probably never have a black bachelor. Well, lo and behold, he said, hold my beer. Meet Matt James, so he was stuck watching the show, me being the good friend that I am. I watched it with him. In return, him being the good friend that he is, decided to watch one of my favorite shows with me, which is Married at First Sight, and watched season 13. And I have no idea why, but halfway through that season, he made another deal with the devil. Unprovoked deal with the devil at that. Trust me, I did not make him do this. He did it on his own and said, if Gil and Merla make it to decision day, we will recap season 14. And here we are.
And Gil and Merla only made it to decision day because there was collusion. The producers got a hold of our show and said, hey, Gil and Merla, we're going to need y'all to say yes on decision day. But the day after, y'all can go ahead and break up. And that's what happened. And so there was collusion in this, and that's fine. But, you know, it is what it is. From what I hear, TV is just a, you know, dangerous game that you play.
No, it's fake TV. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's reality TV bullshit. Yes, 100%.
Is that a MAGA hat I see in the background? Oh, but we are here, season 14, Boston. Let's get to episode 3.
Yeah,
I will start with the couples in the order in which they're paired. Let's start with Steve and Noe.
I like Steve and Noe's wedding, and I feel I like Steve. I mean, earlier, you know, when we first met him, the fact that he didn't have a job, everybody was like coming down on him.
Right.
But he comes across like somebody who has the skill set to get another job. He doesn't seem like some type of bum.
Right.
So I like him. I really like Noe. I think she's so cute. I think she seems like a really good, genuine person. Mm-hmm. So I'm really feeling positive about this group, this couple.
I agree with you on that. I mean, you know, now the work convo came up a lot quicker than I thought it would, but I thought she took it well. She was like, yeah, but, you know, so I like that. And I like the fact that she took it like a G, right? And she didn't go like, what the hell you mean you're unemployed? However, Noe's brother's a bit much. I was like, who the hell? All right, you want camera time? I got it.
Totally true. And so throughout these honeymoons, or not these honeymoons, but the receptions, mm-hmm. I'm thinking to myself, there's no way my friends would say the things that these people are saying to my partner that I just met for the first time. There's no way you would say certain things. It's like you would be like, I just want to let you know right now, Terrell can be an asshole. He has his moments. He can be an asshole. Like, no. You wouldn't do that.
I'm just going to say, hey, look, when something happens, call me. I'll fill you in.
Yeah, but her brother was like, so what's going to happen tonight? Which I'm like, that's creepy. Why would you want to know?
Oh, my God.
As her brother. Like, that's just weird.
And what's so weird, that's neither the creepiest or the weirdest thing that happened on today's episode. moving on to Chris and Alyssa, the last couple to walk down the aisle. And first thought was, Alyssa is so superficial. Mm-hmm. And my second thought was, what the hell did Chris do to the experts, or as we like to call them, the non-experts, to deserve this?
Yeah, Chris is the Gil of this season.
Yes.
He's getting done dirty. He's getting done dirty. Alyssa is so superficial. Here's where I lost it with Alyssa is when she said, I decided to walk myself down the aisle because my dad has had back problems forever. But your dad was able to make it to your hotel room. Mm-hmm. Your dad was able to make it to the front seat. Why couldn't you just like walk and your dad walks you from like row 3 to row 1. I mean, you could have done something. Just the way her attitude behind it, it just seemed very negative to me. And when she was talking about teeth and all that, which I get it, you got to have an attraction. Mm-hmm. And then when he was like, hey, you're beautiful, you're dressed beautiful, she's like, did you see my shoes?
Yes.
I mean, she just seems very superficial. And it plays out throughout this episode, but she just seems very superficial that I feel sorry for Chris. He has an uphill battle. And I think the experts need to start saying, when they're interviewing people, if you're looking for someone that's affectionate, they need to match you with someone that's affectionate. So listeners, right? Mm-hmm. Guys, if you're not affectionate, don't be with an affectionate woman.
Right.
Women, if you are not affectionate, don't be with an affectionate man, because it's going to feel like rejection to them.
But
when they're expecting that that affection from you or something, like Chris was like really thirsty for somebody to let him know that she thinks that she's into him. But she couldn't show any of that. And so that's just going to be a problem.
No, she showed all of that. First of all, her face during the ceremony said everything. That's why he was looking for validation throughout the entire reception, because the ceremony said shit, right? that's what he saw in her face. And to your affectionate point, I get when people go, oh, yeah, I'm not affectionate. However, if you like somebody, you're attracted to somebody, you will show that affection, or you will at least reciprocate that affection. That's you can say, I've always said I'm not a PDA person, but my wife, I would be PDA all day with her everywhere, anywhere. And that was us from the very beginning. Okay. So you can say you're not, but with the right person, it happens. And it just matters. Her guard is up because she's so superficial, but that's not the worst thing about the ceremony. I just want to know, why was the officiant reading like a third grader? I mean,
we got Farrakhan in one episode, then we got Dr. Seuss in the other episode. Well, and I will disagree with you a little bit on the fact that there are people out there who affection and PDA is not their thing. Mm-hmm. And that's totally okay. It's not that they're going to find the right person. It's just not their thing. They could love you to death. It's just not them. You need to be matched with somebody who's the same. But you can't match somebody who is like on one extreme of no PDA with someone else on the other extreme of, I need PDA to feel like you're into me or something. And so the fact that that's what this couple is doomed.
Okay, let me rephrase that. There are people who will say they're not into PDA to avoid showing affection to somebody they're not attracted to or feel that strongly about it. But I will say this, though. I do like that her friends warn him about her non-affectionate ways and said, don't take this the wrong way. That's just her. And I think her friends probably gave the best advice. Now, they probably lied to him a little bit, but yes, at least they gave him some good advice. And to be fair to Alyssa, Chris could have left that whole frisbee golf shit completely out of the conversation. It's not something you bring up on a first date. You don't have to tell her that right away. She'll figure it out when you say, I have to go to this meeting. I'm the vice president of frisbee golf, whatever the hell that bullshit is.
Well, okay, frisbee golf is not a panty dropper. Totally get that. But there's nothing wrong with... Yeah, there's... Yeah, put on a onesie real quick. But what I'm saying is that it's not a deal breaker. It's not that he's into something like totally weird. That's not your thing. And that's okay. You don't have to be with somebody that you both have the exact same thing.
Facts.
You know, that's fine. What I don't like about what her friends said, and I think this is my negative about this type of show, it's, hey, our friend so-and-so, you got to understand, she's like this, so you got to deal with that. And I'm like, to my knowledge, everyone I've been around that's had successful relationships, successful marriages, it's compromise, right? So mm-hmm. you can't just say, hey, and you've even coached me on this, where I'm just like, I couldn't deal with that. You're like, Tara, you're going to have to deal with that. That's just what it's like. And so you have to have compromise. So to me, her friends, rather than telling Chris, you got to deal with the fact that she's not affectionate. You just got to like deal with that. That's bullshit. Stay to go to her friend and be like, hey, girl, if you really want a good man, you need to stop this crap that you're doing. Or find a guy who is 100% like you. It's possible your pool will be limited. So you're going to have to swipe left a whole bunch till you find that one you swipe right on. But that's your option. But don't go into this married at first sight thing and say, hey, you're going to have to deal with all my shit and that's it. And I feel like that's what Alyssa's about. If we're going to get married, it's my way. And maybe that's why that guy canceled on dinner and broke up with her. Because he realized what he's getting himself into. And he's like, nope.
Olajuwon and Katina. I will say, hands down, Olajuwon wants a 1950s wife. The way he spoke to her when the whole thing of cooking came up. Well, she's going to have to get cook. We're going to have to get cooking lessons because she's got to learn how to cook better. Bruh.
He wants a mommy. Yes. That's what he wants. Yeah, he wants a mommy. It's an Oedipus complex. He wants a mommy. Now, Olajuwon lost me in two ways today. The conversation he had with Katina's mom. First, he said Katrina, which I'm like, dude, get that together. But he just talks about him all the time rather than asking a lot of questions. And again, we have to keep in mind that the editors of the show, they want us to see what they want them to see. So I will give Olajuwon the benefit of the doubt. But where he completely lost me is...
Wait, before you get into that, because not, I want to point out something with Katina, because I know exactly where you're going. Katina's mom, though, she was a bit much with him on the name. I get it that he called her name wrong. But initially, when she's like, Olajuwon, and he's like, it's Olajuwon. Well, who named you that? Who came up with that? Yeah, it's not LaShawn. It's not LaKeith. It's not one of these Black American names. It's a Nigerian name. But the fact that she's like, well, who named you that? I'm like, yo, come on.
That's that hood shit. So that's what that is.
How you got a pamphlet about your daughter's name? And then you got something to say about the man's name.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm bougie as hell, but that's that hood shit. It's like, you think Katina is fine. Olajuwon, where did that come from? So judgy that Katina was so much better. You know, but that's totally fine. And I'm sure people call her Katrina all the time. Now, he messed up. But what you do not do at your wedding is do a strip tease and lift your shirt up in front of everybody on your wife. You don't do that.
While grabbing your crotch, do not leave that part out. Yes.
You don't do any of that. Like, what the hell were you thinking that this was a good idea? And I blame his brothers and his family because they should be like, hey, brother, let me talk to you for a second. What the fuck are you doing? You know, like, I would totally check you at your wedding and be like, hey, you gotta come here for a second, man. Let's get a drink. What the hell are you doing? Get your stuff together. You're better than this. Are you drunk? Do you need a water or coffee? What is going on with you right now? Because you know that's not right.
Need a throat punch?
Yeah, it's just not right. Now, it'd be one thing if they've been dating for 5 years and got married.
Right.
The family knows you. Everybody knows you. You just met these people. Like, what are you thinking? You know, so this is, it's just, when I hear those two, it's a mess. Katina is like one of the guys. Great, right? She's like one of the guys. But then Olajuwon's boys, I thought, were like giving her bad advice about him. I'm like, where do these people come up with saying this stuff about their friend? Bad. Yeah, they were terrible.
They were really bad. And here's the other point. How is he going to say, if my wife asses me,
see, this is why I said last episode, give me a 7 to a 9 or 8. Eights are smart. 10s are pretty, but they say some stuff where you're like, God, you're so stupid. Please don't talk. You're so beautiful when you don't talk. That's why I don't want 10s. If my wife asks me.
I was like, what the hell? All right. Martin the Shark and Lindsay the Lohan. I know he feels like they're match made in heaven. She just irks me the wrong way, plain and simple.
She's a bit much, and I think that's the thing, is she lacks self-awareness, is that fact. She has the mindset of, this is who I am. People might not like me at first. Once they get to know me, they'll come around. And I know people in my current life that have that mindset. I'm like, why is that a proper thing to have? It's like, you got to realize, you got to dial that back a little bit, because you could be a bit much for a lot of people. And for Mark, I think Mark's excited and he's open to it. But she also has to realize that, hey, every now and then I got to like dial this back, and no one has told her. It doesn't seem like her dad or brother.
I blame her dad and her brother. Exactly.
Yeah, they've not told her anything. They just let her be her. Mm-hmm. And the issue's with their mom, so no one wants to hurt her feelings because her mom's already hurt her feelings. So
right.
You allow this behavior. And when I say allow this behavior, I'm not coming at this from a mansplaining, controlling, standpoint. My whole thought is,
as a man, I understand exactly what you're saying, but go ahead.
Yeah, my whole thought is that you got to learn when to dial that back. And I think Lindsay is just used to just doing her.
Yes.
And I have hope, but I don't think that she can turn it off. I think Mark can adjust to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Lindsay can adjust. Her expectation is that, hey, look, this is me. Kind of like what I said before, if you can't love me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. That kind of Marilyn Monroe quote that gets misused bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right there. Everything you just said, and I'm done talking about them. Michael and Jasmina, I don't know if you caught this, but she gives me relationship alpha energy. Like, she's the one when they were clinking the glasses, they're almost like, come here, little man. Spit that gum out and give me this goddamn kiss.
You gonna eat your cornbread, Michael?
He's like, well, okay. I'm just prepping.
So what I noticed today, because I'm really trying to pay attention to this couple.
Mm-hmm.
I do think maybe that the type of men that she's dated, maybe she's been that alpha and they've just kind of bailed. When Michael was telling her his hours that he works, mm-hmm. and she was like, well, I feel like this needs to be about, I'm used to someone being about me, or I want someone to be mm-hmm. all about me. And again, the editing, we're only being shown what they want us to see. If you have a man that gets up at 4:30, 5 to go to work, comes home at 7, he's dedicated. What's wrong with that? Now, this is coming from a guy who I work 60 hours a week, easy. And so if somebody's expecting me to work an 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and all my time is about them, we're not going to work out. But you got a good dude who's trying to help build a life and he has goals and he has vision. You should be more supportive than to look at that as a negative in the fact that it's not going to be about you 24/7. Now, I don't know what she does for a living and how many hours she works, but I thought it was odd that she kind of turned her nose to that. I thought that was disappointing. Well, I thought she'd be a lot more supportive.
It seemed very, because at first she's like, okay, every day? Okay, Monday to Friday. So what about the weekends? Oh, that's a little bit more sporadic. And again, coming from an industry that doesn't do a 9 to 5. People hear, you do afternoon drive, you do 3 to 7. Oh, so you just work 4 hours a day? Definitely not. Or even now, doing a morning show, oh, you just work 4 hours a day? Definitely not. It's an all-day thing. The difference is in what I do, I can say this, is that I'm not gone all for the entire time I'm working. I can be sitting there working at home. I can do different things, but you're constantly working. You never stop. You're always working. I mean, anytime we're sitting having a conversation, all of a sudden you get an email, you type that out, you go, boom. And so it's constantly working. You're putting in more hours. He's mm-hmm. doing 15 hours a day, right? So that is the 60 hours plus, because he's still doing the weekends, right? Because he says, only have 4 clients. He's a personal trainer. And I get it. Different people have different schedules. But is he really gone all day? And what are you doing in the gym for 15 hours a day? How many clients do you really have to do that much with? And I think it's just, I think for her, it's like, it's a lot to tell somebody, like, I'm going to be gone from 4 in the morning when you really don't wake up anyway. And I'm not coming home till 7:30.
Right.
So I get it. If he's making the money that justifies it, and I know he's still building, so I get that part. And you got to put in the time, because I'm a workaholic, so I totally understand that. But there's some point you've got to, he's going to have to adjust that schedule at some point, especially if he wants this to work. Because he can't be emotionally unavailable and then physically unavailable.
100%. But to his credit, though, he took time out to only focus on himself and like focus on his career and just work out. And that was mm-hmm. all he's done. So he hasn't had somebody.
Right.
So I don't think that he's someone that's going to say, hey, look, if you're going to be with me 4:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., I'm out. I'm taking care of clients. I don't think he's going to do that.
Right.
But then also, when you're a personal trainer and you're building your own business and your own brand, you know, if his goal is to be a celebrity trainer, because mm-hmm. you're on this show for a reason. Don't tell me it's for love.
Right.
You're on this show for a reason, too. So if Kevin Hart's trainer says, you know what, I won the lottery. I don't need to train you anymore, Kevin. Find someone else. And Kevin's like, hey, I saw you on Married at First Sight season 14. Would you be my trainer? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pay you this. She's going to have to deal with that. And that means when Kevin travels on set, mm-hmm. his trainer travels with him on set.
Right.
And his trainer trains him. And if that's what he's trying to build, you got to be supportive of that.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, if he's just going to work at Planet Fitness, you know, he's not going to make the kind of money that's going to take care of both of them and have kids. You know, he's not going to make that kind of money. And again, I don't know what she does, mm-hmm. but
she teaches elementary school, I think it is.
Okay, but teaching elementary school and being a trainer at Planet Fitness does not necessarily make sense to have 2.5 children. Now, you could do it, but if everything goes well, great. But if you have complications with the pregnancy where she can't teach, if you have a child with special needs, you have all these different what ifs could happen mm-hmm. that you got to financially prepare to have children. You just can't say, hey, God's going to make it work out because mm-hmm. that's just not the game plan, right? Hope is not a plan. But if he's building something, I think she has to be supportive of that. So that was the only negative I had about those two.
Yeah.
I liked the interaction he had with her parents.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good. His beard game is tight. Let's just give it to him. His beard, I'm not a big beard guy, but his beard game is tight. I was like, right on, sir.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I did notice they did show the black moms always asking, what are your intentions with my daughter? I just married her at first sight. Shit, what do you think my intentions are?
Well, all I got to say is, on the honeymoon night, let that be the night you don't wear the head wrap to bed. Because I just don't find those attractive. Let that be the night you don't wear that to bed.
Oh, boy.
It's like, you know, your first night, you don't break the do-rag.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm sorry. It's your honeymoon night. Let that be the one night. Let your hair get crazy or whatever. Maybe the first time y'all sleep together. But anytime I've been with someone and they go to bed with that head wrap, first thing I'm going to do when we start kind of, hey, good night. Shoop. Take that bad boy right off.
Then just put that plan into place. That's what you do. You figure out a way to take
slide it off. Yeah, coming right off. I can't.
Look, while you slide the panties off, you slide the
yeah, no. You're not gonna be on top of me looking down with a head wrap on. Mm-mm.
You don't want them with the fade, and now you don't want them with a head wrap. Jesus Christ, what do you want?
I want what I want. I'm like Alyssa. I want what I want.
So we've had all five couples now married. Before we get to making our way too early predictions, best couple, when you look at them right now, from their ceremony to through the reception, best couple right now, who would you say?
Noe and Steve, best couple right now. I think they have a lot of similarities. I think that I can see why the matchmakers put them together, and I think they mm-hmm. can bring something out of each other. I like both of their family dynamics mm-hmm. and how family is important to them. I feel like they're the best couple.
I would have to agree with you. If I was going to go superficial like Alyssa, I would say the best looking couple would be Olajuwon and Katina. Emphasis on Katina. I think Katina blows all the other brides out of the water. Hands down.
Well, you got to see what her real hair looks like, because if her hair is as long as yours under that wig, would you're you still the one that have has that the same
issue.
Point?
I don't have the issue.
I didn't say about issue. I just asked if she took the wig off and her hair was as long as yours, would you still say she blows all these women out of the water?
If it fits her face, yes, because I've seen some women with the short haircuts, very attractive. We know you've been traumatized. You have PTSD from waking up next to a woman like that, thinking it was somebody else. I'm like, oh, what the hell happened? But I haven't had those kind of issues. I think she's got a beautiful smile. I think she's got a beautiful face. I love her energy as of now that we've seen. Still TBD for the rest of the season.
Okay.
All right. Who do you think, and speaking of that couple, you know, when she says, oh, you got to wait a month, he's ready to go knock it down because I picked her up the shoulder and I can spin her around if she wants to do some wild, freaky shit. We know Olajuwon wants to consummate the marriage, you know, at the reception, but the question becomes, who do you think is going to consummate the marriage first?
That's a good one. Honestly, after the conversation that Noe's brother had with Steve, I think Steve's going to be like, okay, I got to like shoot my shot. Sounds like. That's what I would have walked away from that conversation from. Like, I got to be the aggressor. Because if I don't, there's someone else that's going to want to try to hit it. I want to say Noe and Steve. But my gut says, unfortunately, Olajuwon and Katina. And once that happens, that's when Olajuwon loses interest.
So I get where you're going with Steve and Noe. And because of the conversation the brother had, I just wonder if Steve goes, that's a weird conversation. I wonder what their real relationship is like. Is he trying to set me up because he knows that she's like, I'm definitely not doing anything on the first night. And he's just trying to set me up for the okie doke just to make her uncomfortable. Because, you know, brother-sister relationships can they can be tricky.
That's crazy. Dude, let me tell you about my sister, bro. She loves to put out. Like, she will totally, if you don't hit it on the first date, she's not going to be interested. I've been around her all my life. I know. Trust me. Totally set him up to fail. That could be possible.
As you were going down this whole thing, that's the only thing that popped in my mind. What if he set them up?
That's possible. Shady as shit, but possible.
It is. And, you know, I get why you think maybe Olajuwon and Katina, because it looked a little bit that way when they got... He's going to try and he's going to shoot a shot. I think the fact that she's always been like, you know, I'm not this freaky person. I'm more this straight line. And now she says that. And she could be saying it for TV. That could have been
season 13, TV. You said the same thing about Michaela.
Yes.
Just the right person, hit the right button. Remember all that crap?
Well, so. No, that was about, what was her name? Johnny and Bao. I said Bao.
Yeah.
But I also didn't think Bao was going to do it the first night either. And I think Katina, she could be either saying that for TV, especially the whole, well, maybe a month, or that's what she really goes by, right? And then again, she could just succumb and be like, okay, yeah, you know what, let's do it. And they may do it the first night.
He just wears her down. She's fine.
Yeah,
fine.
God.
Why we that's say, that's why what we you want honeymoon thing. Night. That's what you want honeymoon night. Fine. Just take don't that, look at that. Me.
I really think it's going to be MTS and LTH. LTL. It's Martin Shark and Lindsay Lohan. I think they're the ones that are going to do it first.
She's too tired. She was complaining. Like, anytime a woman wants to have sex, she's not going to start off with, I'm so tired. I just want to go to sleep. Like, that is not the turn on button for guys, to my knowledge, right? Ladies, comment on here. If you're telling the guy, hey, I'm too tired, I'm ready to go to sleep, that's not the cue for him to be like, try harder.
And if you think it is, let's tell you right now, you're wrong.
Yeah, because I'm just like, you tell me that, I'm like, all right, well, shoot, I'm going to sleep. And if I'm tired, I'm like, I'm tired. Or I'm like, okay, you're going to get C game. If you want to do this right now, we can. C game, though.
Who has the first fight? I think this is pretty easy.
Chris and Alyssa. Easy.
Exactly.
Hands
down. I
don't even
know why I even asked the question.
Hands down. I'm like, they've already had it. Like, she's done.
Yeah, he just doesn't know it yet.
I was watching the previews for the rest of the episodes, and I'm just like, oh, she's still here? Okay, so this is just to get the check and to finish it. You're not interested, which I feel so bad for Chris.
Yes.
I feel so bad for him.
But his boys did him no favors. They set him up so badly. And
he'll come across condescending, and he'll like try to teach you stuff. And
it's to make you better.
Yeah. Yeah. Why would you say something like that? Just, I'd be so mad at you if I saw the replay of this. I'd be like, can I talk to you for a second? Pull up my phone and be like, is this you saying this shit? How is that going to help me? What are you doing? We've known each other over 20 years.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? I'd be so mad at you if you did that. And so yeah, I just don't get. I
can't believe
it. I just don't. Again, drama, because the producers have to interview their friends and whatever that's going to be on the show. Mm-hmm. And they're probably like, you know what? He should be a groomsman. No, we don't like him as a groomsman. We like him as a groomsman. Because they know they're going to bring the drama and say some crazy shit.
Yeah.
That just blew my mind how they just threw them under the bus.
Yeah, that was so bad. And so I agree with you on everything you just said. Absolutely. All right. So here we get to our predictions. Out of the five couples, who makes it?
I'm leaning towards Steve and Noe.
Just one couple?
Just one couple. Steve and Noe. Right now, Steve and Noe, I feel like they're going to make it. My number two would be Michael and Jasmina. Mm-hmm. But I got to see how those two work. Jasmina has a little bit of a... There's something there. Kind of how to have my gut feel about Zach last mm-hmm. season. Mm-hmm. There's something about Jasmina. I'm like, you're coming across like you're awesome. But there's just something there. I feel like Michael's a good dude. Like, I don't get any bad vibes from Michael. And my profession is to read people for a living. I get zero about Michael. I think Michael's good. Jasmina, I don't know. But they would be my number two. Number one, Steve and Noe. Number two would be Jasmina and Michael. I don't think the other three are going to work.
I agree with you with Steve and Noe. I really think they have the capability of making this happen. This could be set up that it doesn't, but I really, especially from the previews that they showed, but I think they can make it through at least what they showed us. So I think they'll be there at the end. I agree with you. I would have thought Michael and Jasmina, and then I saw her stepdad. Now, first of all, Jasmina, here's what you're picking up on Jasmina. She's West Indian, okay? Her dad is Jamaican. She's got that West Indian vibe in her. She's got it in her DNA. Mm-hmm. And we just don't take shit, plain and simple. And just like her stepdad, who, by the way, is also West Indian, if you miss the accent, and he said, you know, we don't want no weak man in the family, you know? he was not saying that.
There's
just to
a
say
fire
it.
In the Geechee Mind, yeah.
He wasn't saying that just to say it. He was saying it for a reason. He felt them weak-ass Zeta vibes coming off of Michael. You got an alpha woman right there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. When you said Zeta, I'm like, is Michael a Sigma or is Jasmina a Zeta?
No.
I'm sorry. That's what I heard. That's right. They just had their anniversary.
He's that far away from the alpha male.
Got it. But I don't look at Michael as weak, even though he's a sister's boy. Can't say mama's boy. His mama's passed, and he is raised by his sisters. But he comes across still pretty strong. So we have to see how that plays out.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And I think as part of him trying to be assertive is when you're going to see them really start to have problems. She goes, I don't allow anybody to talk to me like that. Trust me, I feel that shit to my core. I feel it to my core because I don't allow anybody to talk to me crazy, period. Right?
I've seen you get into a fight in our living room. I'm just like, oh, shit, this happens? Yeah, I've seen it. I get it.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say my number two, MTS and LTL.
Mark the Shark and Lindsay Lohan, huh?
Yep. And this is a wild card. You know, sometimes you just, you know, it's that wild card, like the 49ers in the playoffs. They're a wild card. They'll make it to the Super Bowl. It happens.
Well, here's what I think could lean that way. For Mark the Shark, this is his second chance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he's been on the show before. But that also says that he's had other chances. So he knows that if this doesn't work, just based on being on the show, he can make another opportunity.
Yeah.
For Lindsay, I think this is her one and done. Like, this is her one shot. Because if she winds up showing her ass throughout this whole season, what guy is going to want that?
Yeah.
You know, kind of what we said about Michaela. Like, what guy is going to be like, you know what? She was just going through a bad time on the show. Maybe she got some counseling. No, she's going to feel like she was right in what she did. So unless she can conform and show that, then if they don't work out, I'm sure other suitors would be like, you know what? Mark wasn't the right fit for you. I'll take it on. But I feel like...
You and I would not be the ones to chase Michaela. But trust me, her DMs were filled with people who were like, I bet you that's fire. Hey, girl.
But that's only because they're looking for a one and done. If I'm looking, like, I'm looking for a relationship. And so I see Michaela. She's a beautiful woman, right? Don't knock that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But her personality, I couldn't deal with.
I agree.
Right? And so I think about Lindsay. I think Lindsay's an attractive woman.
Yeah.
But all that extra, I couldn't bring you around the family doing that.
Throw the whole package away. I just couldn't
do it. Like, I can't. I need someone that can fit in all the different parts of my world, whether it's professional, friends, family. Lindsay is like, my friends would get along with Lindsay. I think my friends would be like, hey, she's a dope girl. I couldn't bring her to meet Florence. I just couldn't.
Not all your friends. Let's just be clear.
Okay. Noted. Noted.
All right, so to be clear, we both think Steve and Noy are going to make it. You think Michael and Jasmina potentially as a mid-level number two. I think Mark the Shark and Lindsay Lohan as the wild card number two. So we'll see how this kind of plays out. Neither of us think Chris and Alyssa are going to make it. We're surprised they actually make it halfway through the show. Olajuwon and Katina, definitely not going to happen. It's going to be really interesting. I think it's very foretelling, forewarning, and alarming that he keeps saying, "You're a wife now." I'm like, okay. Mm. Something about the way he says it just doesn't feel right. I mean, I can feel his energy, but something about it just doesn't feel right. So out of those two, we feel neither of those two are going to make it. And you want to make any deals with the devil here?
Nope.
Nothing on Olajuwon and Katina?
All right, tell you what. If Chris and Alyssa make it through decision day and say yes, not only will I do season 15, I'll do what's the other show everybody keeps asking us to do?
Ready to Love.
Ready to Love, I'll do that too.
Holy shit.
Chris and Alyssa make it, I'm going to go all in right now. Here's my chips. All in. Chris and Alyssa say yes on decision day. We'll do season 15 and Ready for Love. Let me see the comments on that shit.
Oh, wow. That's wow. You know what? We're going to end right here. Yeah. Don't forget, our regular episodes drop on Monday. Videos drop on Tuesday. And, of course, on Wednesday, we'll be right back here to see what happened on the first night after the wedding and when they meet the families the next morning and head off to wherever they're heading for the honeymoon and the Married at First Sight Season 14 recaps.
Prayer warriors, mind your business. Jesus, God got a whole lot of other things to worry about than me having to do season 15 and Ready for Love. There's a lot of important other things going on. There's a pandemic. Mind your business.
Jesus can multitask. Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another deal with the devil, I'll be damned.